Amen. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us on today to hear a word from you. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us today. These blessings we ask and receive them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 says, all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Verse 2, just the first phrase of verse 2, says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. I love this time of year for a number of reasons. I do find it interesting because I often enjoy listening to people make their New Year's resolutions. I'm interested in seeing what's on people's mind. What are they thinking about changing or doing differently in the next year? It's also interesting because I love to hear all the people who have a strong dislike for resolutions and tries to convince everybody who makes a resolution why you should not make a resolution. So I love watching the debate, especially now Facebook. You have so many debates about everything on Facebook now. So there's all these reasons why you should do it, and then there's reasons why you shouldn't do it. So I enjoy watching that debate, much of which, in my opinion, is foolishness. But regardless of what side of the fence you fall on, this time of year is a good time to take inventory of your life. This is a good time to look at where you're going. What are you doing? In particular, it's a good time to examine the relationships that you have, the people who you surround yourself with. Who are you connected to? Are they a benefit to your life? Are they a drain to your life? Do they encourage you? Do they discourage you? This is a good time to take inventory. Is there something you can do better in your relationships? Or is there somebody you need to forgive? Is there somebody you need to apologize to? Is there somebody you need to get something straight before you go into the next year? It's also a good time to look at your priorities. Are you really focusing on what is important? Or did you somehow along the way get distracted by this world where you lost sight of what is important and you've spent time upset about things that really don't matter? Have you spent energy and money and time on things that should take lower priority in your life? It's a good time to look at relationships and priorities that you have in your life. It's a good time also to look back and see all that God has done for you. It's a good time to take inventory of all the ways that God has made for you. You have to be intentional about looking back and saying, Lord, I thank you for bringing me through that one. You have to be intentional to say, Lord, it was hard, it was difficult, but I made it through, and it's because of your grace. And so before I go into the next year, I just want to thank you because I made it through. It's a good time to look back during the highs of last year's and say, God, I thank you for every celebration that I was able to enjoy. I thank you because of the things that I had this year that I know you gave it to me. So I want to thank you for that. I even want to thank you, God, for the things that disappointed me last year. I want to thank you even through the things that happened that I wasn't expecting, but somehow, some way, you gave me the grace. You gave me the strength to endure. And I'm here today still with my mind made up to serve Jesus. I'm here today still encouraged in my spirit. Everything is not what I want, but I thank you that, God, you were with me when the year began. And now that this year is coming to an end, you're still with me, and as long as I have you, I can make it through anything. It's a good time to give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. So the last couple of days, as I was doing my own reflection and looking at my life and how good God has been to me during the year, looking at relationships and priority, I was brought to this passage of scripture. And I just want to share some things with you that minister to me, and I pray that they would minister to you also. The first thing that jumped out at me, verse 39, and you know chapter 11 is called the Heroes of the Faith chapter. It lists Noah and Abraham and Moses and those great people in the Bible who were known for their faith. And the Bible says that these people build a good reputation because of their faith. And the Lord spoke to me and he says, you need to have a good reputation based upon your faith. Sometimes we focus on how we look or what we do, and we want our reputations to be based upon some external factor from the world. But here the Bible says that these individuals had a good reputation because of their faith. They left an impression of faith. Then he says, yet none of them received all that God promised. For God has something better in mind for us. And this jumped out of the page. And I want to tell somebody who was expecting something to happen in 2017 and it didn't happen. I want to tell somebody who was looking for something, hoping for something, and it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out. This word says that God has something better for us. Oh, I need somebody to hear this morning that God has something better for us. And can I tell you, what God wants for you is better than anything you could ever want for yourself. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen because God has something better for us. If you believe it, clap your hands and say better. God has something better. Verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, he said, we are surrounded by a crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. And so I had to examine myself and ask myself the question, who is surrounding me? Who is surrounding you? Are they people of faith who live a life of faith? Here's why you need it. You need to be surrounded by people of faith because you need somebody to tell you you can make it when you're going through. You need somebody in your corner pushing you, saying, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. God is faithful. God's going to bring you through. And you need people not who just talk faith, but they live faith. They walk it out in front of you. You got to have somebody around you who you have seen them go through devastation and yet they held on to their faith. He says, listen, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses to the life of faith. When I read the scripture, I often think of some of the saints of old who I grew up, who have transitioned and they're in the presence of Jesus. And I can feel sometimes, and I can imagine that they are surrounding me and said, Timmy, hang in there. It's going to be worth it. Timmy, we're on the other side now. And I'm telling you, everything you're going through down there is worth it when you get to the other side. Who is surrounding you? Somebody this week need to take a careful look at the people who are surrounding you. Don't allow people who discourage you. Don't let Debbie Downers, don't let somebody who always has a complaint and is never excited about anything. We need to surround ourselves with people who live a life of faith. He says, we are surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. God has something better for us, but we surround ourselves with people of faith. A couple more points and we'll be done. Then he said, because of this, let us strip off the weight that slows us down, especially the sin that trips us up. There are times when you have to take off the weight. Can I tell you that God has a purpose for us? God has a plan for us. The next part of the scripture says to run the race that is set before you. Each of us have a race, a plan, a journey that God has set before us. But weight and sin slows us down. So he says, lay aside every weight. What is weight? Worry is a weight. Unforgiveness is a weight. Frustration is a weight. Trying to solve everybody else's problem is a weight. Trying to figure things out that are above your pay grade is a weight. The Bible says, lay aside all the weight that is slowing you down. Then he said, the sin that trips us up. And I know it's 2017, almost 2018, and we don't like to talk about sin, but I gotta tell you, as long as you are in your flesh, you're gonna have to deal with sin. As long as you are in your flesh, sin is at the door looking to take advantage of you. And the Bible here says that we have to strip off the sin that trips us up. All of us got something that's trying to work on us. Come on, am I in the right house this morning? All of us got something that in the wrong situation, on the right day, with the right scenario, we never know what we are capable of doing. But the writer says you have to get rid of the sin that trips you up. And here's the thing. All of us have something that trips us up from time to time. All of us have weights that we pick up. Sometimes it's difficult when we come to church on Sunday morning to lift our hands in worship because we come in with weights. And so the praise team is working to get us to put our weight down so we can lift up our hands. Come on, can we tell the truth? Sometimes we come in here and we can't worship because we've been tripping all week long. And so now we have to get to the place where we get in the presence of God so we can lay those things down and experience his presence. So I'm going to help us here today. He says, get rid of the sin that so easily trips us up. And then he says, let us run the race with endurance. The race God has set before us. My brothers and my sisters, God has mapped out a race for each one of us. And you can't run my race, and I can't run your race. I can encourage you to be faithful in your race, but there are some places you're going to have to go by yourself. There's some things you're going to have to deal with by yourself, and we can pray for you and we can support you, but you have a race. I have a race that God has set before us. Here's what he said. Run it with patience. Run it with endurance. Why? Because it's not always going to be easy. Anybody in here had a real easy 2017? No, I don't think there's anybody in here had an easy, but guess what? It was mapped out from the very beginning, and we're where we are today because of the grace and the favor and the mercy of God, and everything that we've gone through, it has a purpose and is according to God's plan. It says, run the race that is set before you. Last thing, verse 2, and then we'll get out of here. Verse 2, he tells us how we do this. How do you run the race that is set before you? How do you get rid of the sin that trips you up? How do you lay down the weight that slows you down? He says very clearly in verse 2, he says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. That's how we won this race. That's how we win. We win by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Every good ball player learns one thing, and it doesn't matter if it's football, baseball, soccer, tennis, or golf. Every good ball player knows you have to keep your eye on the ball. You don't worry about your opponents. Every runner knows that you keep your eye on the finish line. You don't look at the runners on either side of you. You don't have time to complain about why their lane seems to be a lot smoother than your lane. You tripping up because if you're running and you're looking this way, you're going to fall. And hear me, what I'm saying, some of us have fallen this year because we took our eyes off of Jesus and we started looking at what's going on around us, and it caused us to trip up. But not this year. Hear what God is saying. God said, you can stand to your feet because I'm done. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Listen. There are many distractions. And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the distractions are going to increase. It's not going to decrease. It's going to increase. And when you're not focused on Jesus, it's easy for you to fall. Talk to Peter. Ask Peter what happens when you take your eyes off of Jesus. Peter was walking on water as long as he looked at Jesus, but as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, he started to drown. Can I tell you, that's what happens to us. When we take our eyes off of Jesus, this world can be overwhelming. And we can begin to drown, and we trip up, we fall, and we pick up weight, we pick up things that God never meant for us to carry. But I want you to know today, now is a good time to reset your priorities. Now is a good time to make sure that you are surrounded by people who encourage and support your faith in Jesus. Get connected to people who tell you that God is faithful. You don't need to be connected to people who say, oh, child, I feel sorry for you. I don't know why that happened to you. Oh, you poor, pitiful thing. I hope you make it. No, you got to be around somebody who says, I am with you. God is with you. God is faithful. He's going to see you through. He brought you through before. He'll bring you through this time. You need somebody that can pray for you when you're too weak to pray for yourself. You need somebody who can believe for you when you can't believe for yourself. He said, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Here's what I like about this. He called it a great cloud. Listen, we're not in the minority. Oh no, there is a great crowd of witnesses who says faith is worth it. Focusing on Jesus pays off in the end. Hallelujah. Laying down your weight and your sin, it pays off in the end. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Would you grab your neighbor by the hand? We're going to pray. Everybody touch somebody. Let us pray. The Lord has brought us to this moment. And we don't take for granted that we are here today. through the weather, through pains in our bodies, yet we are here today. This is a divine appointment that God has established for us to come. And he says, I want you to keep your eyes on me. No matter what happens over the next 12 months, keep your eyes on me. There's a race you have to run. And God's going to give you the grace you need to run that race. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, as we look back over 2017. We thank you for all the things that you have brought us through. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, for every moment when we felt like we weren't going to be able to make it. We didn't know how we were going to get through it. But God, you brought us through. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every moment of weakness that you gave us strength. We thank you, Lord, that in our lonely hours, you were a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for every time you healed our bodies and strengthened our minds. We thank you, God, for your great faithfulness unto us. And God, we thank you for this great crowd of witnesses that can testify that you are faithful, that you are good, hallelujah, and that whatever we're going through, it's well worth it. And so, God, we pray in this moment that you would give us the grace to lay aside every weight and every sin. Lord, those of us who are carrying things that we should not be carrying, God, help us to lay it down today. Hallelujah. Those of us who are overwhelmed with worry, help us to lay our worries down at your feet today. Your word says that we can cast our care upon you because you care for us. Touch us now in the name of Jesus. Give peace to somebody's mind today. Hallelujah. Who is confused about something. But God, bring peace right now in the name of Jesus. Do it for him now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, God, we pray that you will help us to keep our eyes on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to see you through everything that we go through. In the midst of our fires, help us to see you, that you are with us. In the darkness, help us to see you. In the light, help us to see you. Whatever it is we find ourselves in, God, help us to see you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put our eyes on you. We set our attention on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to let you go in a few minutes, but can we take a minute and just worship the Lord? This is our last moment of worship in this house in 2017. Can we just seal it with worship? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we're leaving, but let's worship God. Hallelujah. He is worthy of this moment. He's worthy of this time. Come on, help me worship him. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Just a moment.